This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Hundreds of thousands of people marched on the Mexican capital over the weekend, demanding better security from the government. Crime and kidnappings are on the rise in Mexico City, and the police force charged with protecting the public is underfunded and rife with corruption. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports.
In Mexico City, just about everyone knows someone who's been kidnapped, whether just for a few hours by a crooked cab driver or by highly organized criminal gangs demanding huge ransoms. The 28-year-old son of Josefina Recaño was abducted in 1997. He was killed, his body found months later.
No, él era un empresario ya saliendo de su trabajo.
He was a businessman and was leaving work to go teach a class at a university, she says, and they grabbed him outside his office. The kidnapping was carried out by a group led by Daniel Arismendi, she says. He was a bloody killer. Arismendi led a feared and brutal kidnapping gang. He was referred to as El Mocha Orejas, or the Ear Amputator, before he was arrested in 1999 after more than 20 abductions. Kidnappings were less common before his capture and trial were splashed across Mexico's newspapers. They now average some 3,000 a year. Recaño went on to found Mexico United Against Crime, a civic group that helped organize Sunday's massive march. Housewife Veronica Salgado marched in the shadow of Mexico's 16th-century cathedral as its bells pealed to mark the protest. Salgado herself was kidnapped 2 months ago and held for several hours as thieves drained her credit cards at bank machines. We should have the death penalty, she says. We're sick and tired of such high crime rates. We can't walk around and feel safe. In any moment they could get you, she adds. The mayor and the president aren't doing anything. The mayor, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, and Mexican President Vicente Fox have both acknowledged the severity of the capital's crime wave. The president blames Congress for holding up key judicial reforms that would give mandatory life sentences to kidnappers. The mayor accuses the president of blowing things out of proportion to undermine his 2006 presidential bid. The police themselves are often implicated in kidnappings, and López Obrador has been studying how to weed out corruption in his beleaguered force, but so far little has been done. Meanwhile, more and more capital residents say they're having to alter their lifestyles to stay a step ahead of kidnappers.
Unfortunately, crime has been a very important issue, you know, and we have to take some precautions. You know. You're not allowed to walk on the street, you know, at night.
That's José Luis Barraza, the owner of a construction company. His firm has other strict rules that he says he can't reveal for security reasons. Barraza is also head of one of Mexico's largest business councils. He says businesses in Mexico are now spending between 15% and 25% of their operating budgets on security items like armed guards, video cameras, and bulletproof vehicles, and it's hurting the economy.
You can spend it in more research and development, in more equipment, and more jobs, you know, creating jobs that we awfully needed here in Mexico.
Sunday's march was one of the biggest Mexico City has ever seen, but after just a couple of hours, people streamed home almost as fast as they'd gathered. Housewife Elisa Sancero lingered on the plaza with a photo of her murdered daughter. Echoing the resignation expressed by many in Mexico City, she said she didn't really believe this march would accomplish anything. Why are we out here if the authorities don't do anything, she said. When my daughter was shot, the police just wrote up their report, and that was the end of that. This week, President Fox is gathering his top security advisors together to see what they can do to combat the wave of kidnappings. More federal police have been deployed to a few neighborhoods in Mexico City, but so far it appears to have had no effect on the crime rate. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.